Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today for April 9th, 2024. This is Tony Dribus. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Wheat futures dropped in overnight trading on favorable conditions for the U.S. winter crop. As much as six times the normal amount of rain has fallen in parts of the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles in the past week, according to data from the National Weather Service's precipitation page. 56% of U.S. winter wheat was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, unchanged from the previous week, the Department of Agriculture said in a report. That's still up from the 27% that earned top ratings during the same week last year. 6% of the crop was headed at the start of the week versus 4% 7 days earlier, and the prior five-year average of 5%. Still, the rain in the southern plains has missed areas including parts of southwestern Kansas and the southern Texas panhandle. Spring wheat planting continues, with 3% now in the ground, up from 1% a week earlier and on par with the average for this time of year. Corn sowing also is underway in the U.S. with 3% planted, up from 2% 7 days earlier and the average of 2%. Futures were little changed overnight. Soybean futures were modestly lower as the harvest rolls on in Brazil, the world's largest exporter of the oil seeds. About 78% of the South American country's crop was collected as of Thursday, up from 74% a week earlier, consultancy AgRule said in a report. Wheat futures for May delivery fell 6 cents to 559 and 3/4 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures dropped 4 and 3/4 cents to 580 and a half a bushel. Corn futures were down 3/4 cents to 434 and 3/4 a bushel. Soybean futures for May delivery lost 4 cents to 1177 and a half a bushel. Soy meal dropped 270 to 333.30 a short ton, and soy oil rose 0.01 cent to 47.91 cents a pound. Soybean and grain inspections for offshore delivery were lower across the board in the week that ended on April 4th, according to a report from USDA. Inspections of soybeans declined to 484,328 metric tons, down from 547,351 tons 7 days earlier, the agency said. That's also down from the 678,920 tons assessed in the same week last year. Examinations of corn for export fell to 1.42 million tons from 1.47 million a week earlier. Last week's total was up from the 839,165 tons inspected at the same point in 2023. Wheat assessments dropped to 497,534 tons from 569,147 tons the previous week, the government said. That compares with 390,044 tons at the same point in 2023. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, USDA has inspected 37.6 million metric tons of soybeans for export, down from 46.1 million tons during the same time frame a year earlier. Corn inspections since the beginning of September now stand at 27.3 million tons, up from 20.2 million a year ago. Wheat examinations since the start of the grains marketing year on June 1st are now at 15.4 million tons, down from the 17.2 million assessed during the same period last year, the agency said. Extremely dry weather is expected in parts of western and north central Nebraska starting tomorrow, according to the National Weather Service. The potential exists for elevated to near critical fire weather conditions mid to late week through the weekend due to a combination of warming temperatures, lower relative humidity, and gusty winds, National Weather Service said in a report early this morning. Dry weather also will create tinderbox-like conditions in northern Colorado from Wednesday through Monday, the agency said. In southern Illinois, meanwhile, flooding is possible as recent rains have led to rivers overrunning their banks. Thunderstorms are possible Wednesday and Thursday in the area, which could exacerbate the situation and lead to increased flooding, the National Weather Service said.